Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor. I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
And I'm David Barnes. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week is part five of our Time for Happiness series called How to Live with No Boundaries. Over the past 4 weeks, we've covered many facets of happiness and have provided several terrific alignment films to assist you in your own journey of discovery. So let's recap the happiness ground we've covered so far. If you remember, we began this series with our first episode called How to Leverage Time and Happiness with the alignment film About Time. Then we presented 5 ways to practice happiness featuring the fun movie Hector and the Search for Happiness. Every time we think of that film, it makes
us giggle. Yeah, it makes
me
smile.
Me too. Week 3, we featured How to Discover Your True Bliss with the delightful film called Eat, Pray, Love. And last week, it was Say Yes to Happiness with the fun and zany movie Yes Man.
That only Jim Carrey could pull off.
Well, we hope you're watching these films and are discerning how to create more happiness in your life. If you have a favorite, we want to hear about it. So reach out to us and let us know about your experience. This week, we're discovering how to live with no boundaries. And our featured alignment movie is The Theory of Everything.
The Theory of Everything is a 2014 British film directed by James Marsh, based on the memoir Travelling to Infinity, My Life with Stephen, by Jane Wilde Hawking. And it deals with Jane's relationship with her ex-husband, famed theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. The movie tells the story of how the couple handled his diagnosis of motor neuron disease, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and the impact that this had on his success in physics. You'd kind of think it would have derailed it, but actually you get to see in the movie, if anything, it assisted it because it actually gave him an ability to focus on his true interests. Stephen Hawking is portrayed by Eddie Redmayne, who recently received an Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal. And when you watch this movie, you'll see why.
Yeah, he does a brilliant job.
He sure did. So you might be wondering, how does a film about Stephen Hawking and his struggles with Lou Gehrig's disease have anything to do with happiness?
Yes, I do wonder about that.
Well, we both actually did. But after studying the film, we found it to be an excellent example of how to discover happiness regardless of what life throws at you. So peace of mind is not a state of accomplishment that shows up one day and now you're forever in bliss. It's actually a process of finding how to live a life of balance. So we use the alignment process to help us and others remove the layers that entangle our minds and prevent them from aligning with the heart. When we live life from the heart, we discover there are no longer any boundaries that prevent us from experiencing true happiness and actually peace.
Yeah. So as you watch the movie, The Theory of Everything, look for these key lessons that we included in this alignment process session. First, and this is a big one, embrace the world just as it is. When Stephen Hawking was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, his doctor said he'd have only, you know, about 2 years to live, which today, in some versions of it, is still the standard diagnosis. And in January, he just celebrated his 73rd birthday, so I guess he beat the diagnosis by
a few years.
Notice throughout the film how Professor Hawking seems to have a sparkle in his eye at all times, both before and after the onset of the disease. He seems to quickly accept his disease as it is and continues to do his research. He just finds different ways to do it. Even as the disease is progressing, he seems to be in acceptance most of the time. Sure, we see him down and despondent when he loses his voice, but notice how quickly he finds the perfect tool for him and moves on, not getting stuck in the pain of his disappointments of how life is supposed to be. Here's a beautiful quote from a Tibetan Buddhist master featured in Pema Chodron's book, Living Beautifully with Uncertainty and Change. And she writes, "The everyday practice is simply to develop a complete acceptance and openness to all situations and emotions, and to all people, experiencing everything totally without mental reservations and blockages, so that one never withdraws or centralizes into oneself." And as you really study this film, you'll see him going to this place where you could see that sparkle in his eye, and you actually, it looks like he's really very much at peace, doesn't it?
He is. He is at peace, but he's also open. There's that sparkle is like an openness to just looking for the spark that life's going to bring.
So as Pema Chodron continues, she says, simply put, the practice at this stage is to turn towards your experience, all of it, and never turn away. All of it, she says, even your disappointments and pain.
And when you're having trouble doing it for yourself, allow others to assist you. You see this in the movie after Stephen is diagnosed with the disease and he wants to curl up and shut the world out. Jane won't be a party to it.
That's a good point.
And she tells him, if you want me in your life, you need to participate. She actually gives him an ultimatum on playing the game with the croquet.
Yeah.
You know, and that generates that reaction in him to in this case, he uses anger to move into some action, but hey, it gets him moving. So this leads to our second key lesson. Release your life disappointments. We all have expectations of what a happy and perfect life should be. For many of us, life doesn't live up to these expectations. We get stuck in the grasping for more money, more love, more time, more, and so on.
More.
Exactly. The more just changes depending on your age. Think of how you were as a kid. I want to be an adult. And then you get to be an adult and you want to go back to being a kid. Yeah. But anyway, that's for another session. So at other times, we get stuck in our emotional, physical, and mental pain. This way of being too is a type of grasping that gets us stuck. Watch how quickly Professor Hawking lets go and finds new ways to work with his disease. Especially the scene where he loses his voice. And then the new machine shows up that allows him to speak again, and it actually lets his humor shine through. And it's kind of a bit of a joke that he's now speaking with this American accent when he's actually English.
You know, the real Professor Hawking, after seeing the movie, lent them the rights to use his voice. Apparently, apparently he's the only one that can use it. But after seeing it, he really loved what they were doing, so he let him use the voice box.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Remember, it's the stories we tell ourselves that ultimately create the clinging, both for happiness and the clinging to our pain. It's these stories that ultimately define our disappointments. And we can choose to change the story at any time.
So this leads us to our third lesson from The Theory of Everything. Free yourself of the boundaries of your story. So many of us have created a narrative about our lives that limit us and keep us from expanding in peace and happiness. We assigned a story about who we are based on what we do, whom we've married, how much money we have or don't have, and many times we've created identities that announce to the world our pain up front. We announce that who we are is our past abuse, the diseases we're struggling with, and any other maladies. We create these stories that simply limit us in a type of mental bondage that has nothing to do with who we really are.
I know for myself, I had to get over being married a third time. You know, I had a story about what that meant, and it just really didn't work for me. So I just decided I would change up the story.
So when we entangle our hearts with our story, this blocks us from experiencing the divine wonder within all of us. It also blocks us from recognizing the divinity in others. When we can free ourselves from the self-imposed boundaries of our stories, we're better able to recognize what is occurring now, the good and the bad. This is the only place we can find true peace and happiness. I like this quote from Jack Kornfield's book, A Path with Heart. He says, "When the stories of our life no longer bind us, we discover within them something greater. We discover that within the very limitations of form, of our maleness and femaleness, of our parenthood and our childhood, of gravity on the earth and the changing of the seasons, is the freedom and harmony we have sought for so long. Our individual life is an expression of the whole mystery, and in it we can rest in the center of movement, the center of all the worlds." So we want you to remember that your life is valuable because you're here, period. So stop trying to create a narrative of your life that will provide meaning and purpose. This is simply the fearful mind and not from the bigger part of you. You are indeed limitless beyond comprehension.
Which leads us to our next key lesson. Your spirit has no boundaries. Professor Hawking may have physical limitations, but there are absolutely no boundaries to his spirit, and the inspiration he receives about the limitless possibilities of the universe. We're so much more than our thinking, and many of us don't realize how little we understand about the inherent, brilliant divinity that's our birthright. Watch how Professor Hawking has a spark in his eye throughout the movie. It's as if he's discovered this level of consciousness and knows that his spirit won't be limited to his physical form. A great example of this is when he is stuck in his sweater, looking at the fire in the grate. He is not frustrated by it. He simply relaxes and focuses on the fire, and the inspiration dawns for the theory he is working on. It makes me smile each time I think of it, and it reminds me to do the same. I especially like what Professor Hawking says when someone at a lecture asks what is the philosophy he lives by. Stephen's response is, "There should be no boundaries to human endeavor. We are all different. However bad life may seem, there is always something you can do and succeed at. While there's life, there's hope." Remember, your spirit is unlimited, uncontained, and formidable. Always.
Which leads us to our final lesson included in this alignment movie. Be present and learn. Life is uncertain and change is constant. We've all heard this before. At times, the uncertainty and constant change makes life difficult and sometimes painful. When you've decided to embrace a life that returns you to the heart, you have to be willing to be present and learn from everything that is occurring. We've come to see that our struggles, emotional reactivity, and pain as the contrast for the change we desire to make within. With that knowing, contrast then becomes our teacher. But if we're not available to see it, if we're not present, then we miss the coursework. So over the years, we've developed a ways to articulate our process, and we call it the five dimensions of alignment. The steps real quickly are awareness, letting go, integration, inspired action, and then alignment. Sue Ann and I are currently working on a show to describe these in details. In the interim, if you'd like to read more about our process, just Google the five dimensions of alignment. We explain it in that blog in greater detail. Now, this is the part of the show where we give you a recap of the 10 benefits to this alignment process movie. And so this is, you know, all the content that we talked about, we've included in this alignment session. But we always like to recap some really key benefits, and here they are. First, the ability to let go of seeking happiness in your future or in your past. Second, alignment with the concept that time in this moment is your source of happiness. Third, a reminder that when you follow the love in your life, everything works out for you and all those involved. Four, a deeper awareness that your spirit is unconfined and formidable. 5, an acceptance that time no longer limits you. 6, no matter how difficult life can be, you always find ways to return to peace of mind. 7, an acceptance that you are the CEO of your life. 8, alignment with making a sacred commitment to embrace the world as it is. 9, a deeper understanding that everything that shows up in your life is a teacher for leading you to more joy and happiness. And finally, number 10, alignment with the knowing that when you stay present, even in the most challenging circumstances, the intensity of the situation transforms you. So now the steps to benefit from this energetically, if you've heard this before, you know we need you to do the intention session first. And we tell people that's like downloading an app on your smartphone so you can run the software. And this is what the intention session is essentially. And it says that you want to benefit from the energetic work that Sue Ann and I did. And you can find this intention session on our program page right here. And you can get it on any of our websites, from peaceofmindovertures.com, our book websites, tamingyourdragons.com, and itsjustcommerce.com.
Just remember, you've only got to do it once. Yeah. So you've already did it related to another show. That's fine. You've done your bit.
And then you can watch any of the movies or TV shows we talk about. You'll get the benefits. So one time, that's really helpful. Thanks, Sue Ann. And then watch the movie, The Theory of Everything, in its entirety, even if you've seen it before. Now's the time to go back and watch it. Now, we rented it directly from our cable systems, so you probably want to start there. It's still showing in theaters at this time also. So now, if you've enjoyed this show and would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions. When you do and you use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, you get 25% off Taming Your Dragons, or our second book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business. Both of these books are only available at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. And that's FMG Radio coupon code in all caps when you're checking out, and you'll save, you know, a one-time 25% off. And if you buy two books or more, the shipping's on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. So don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food, body, weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Welcome back. What do you have for us this week, Sue Ann?
Well, I decided it was time that we could just do some releasing. So let's release all negativity and allow the sun to shine. I've found that when I'm upset about something, especially if I feel it isn't fair, I'm apt to hang on to it and mull it over continuously. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I've also found that it doesn't work. It uses up a lot of energy and makes me feel worse. We think we're actually helping ourselves by rehashing it, when in fact we're just creating a bigger hole. So instead, let's try a new approach. Let's give the whole situation to a more evolved part of ourselves, the part of us that has the wisdom of years and the innocence of youth and knows the ultimate truth. This part of us cuts through all the stories to the simple truth at the core of the situation. It sees all sides of any given situation. So why would we do this? Because it allows the sun to come out. We can actually relax in this moment and know all is well, and that in time, a solution will reveal itself. It's not ours to go and figure it out. So our only course of action is to focus on this moment and allow ourselves to bask in the blessings of being present, to feel peaceful and open to the pleasures, to the good cheer and to the success that life can bring. So let's align with the following intentions that are going to allow us to step into this new approach. So say these intentions with me. I'm willing to try a new approach. When my mind is running in circles, I let go and try a new approach. I hand over problems to the more evolved part of myself. I relax and focus on this moment. I allow the solution to emerge in its own timing. I allow the sun to shine, and I bask in the blessings of being present. So now what we're going to do is actually align ourselves with these intentions. What do I mean by that? I mean to be actually on the same frequency as them, so that we can actually feel them being active in our life. It's not unlike having, when you want to listen to a particular radio station, you have to get on the same frequency as that radio station. If you're a little bit off, you're going to get static. If you're completely off, you're not going to hear anything. Well, we work exactly the same way. So you have to be right on that station to hear the radio station. Well, we want to be, have our frequency internally be right aligned with these intentions, so that we start to see these intentions showing up in our life. So the modality we're going to do is called calming breath. This breath is actually known as the king of all breaths because it balances the two hemispheres of the brain. It actually synchronizes the alpha brain waves in both hemispheres. So the way we do this is I want you to take your right thumb and block your right nostril and inhale through your left nostril and hold your breath while relaxing deeply. Now block your left nostril and exhale through the right nostril. Hold your breath out while relaxing deeply. Now inhale through your right nostril. Hold your breath while relaxing deeply. And now block your right nostril and exhale through your left. Hold your breath out while relaxing deeply. Now inhale through your left nostril. Hold your breath, relax deeply, block that left nostril and exhale through the right. Inhale through the right. Hold your breath and relax deeply. Now block the right and exhale through the left. That's all we need right now, but this is a great modality when you need to center yourself.
You know, it's a great one to start with every single morning before you
set
up.
It'll
help you focus in the commute to work. It'll help you prepare for the meeting that you're concerned about.
Yep.
And it just calms the mind. We've been doing this for years, and it's a really terrific modality.
And if you get into the habit of it, it'll pop in your mind to do it.
That's right.
And so that's what happens for me. It just pops up, oh, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. This will get me back in the present moment, especially if I'm doing that mulling that's so unproductive.
Well, thank you, Sue Ann. Well, this wraps up our 5-part series called Time for Happiness. Thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope you had as much fun as we did. Be sure to tune in next week when we start a new series called Speaking the Language of the Heart. We're really looking forward to getting started on this one and have some just some beautiful movies and some fun ones too. So it should be fun. So tune in next week, Thursdays, 7 Central, 8 Eastern Time, right here on fmgradio.com.
We wish you a week filled with sunshine. Just let all that negativity go.
Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.
Are you ready to unleash the power of your emotions and make a shift towards peace? Discover the secret language of your emotions and understand the powerful, life-changing messages they have for you. Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions, is a new and innovative book to working with your emotions. According to authors Sue Ann McGregor and David Barnes, all emotions are valuable and are a sophisticated guidance system designed to create a joyful life. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you were at peace with your emotions? Your most perfect guidance system is waiting to show you how to reduce stress in your life and lead you to a path of joy. The life you've always dreamed of is waiting for you, and Taming Your Dragons can help you come into alignment with it. This book guides you through 70 alignment movie sessions. Each movie tangibly changes your particular emotional patterns through the alignment process, bringing your mind into alignment with the power of your heart. Are you ready to become a master of your emotions and experience? Get your copy today at tamingyourdragons.com in digital and paperback. Tamingyourdragons.com. Get yours today.